Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The hospital at Fairchild Air Force Base near Spokane, Washington, was the scene of mayhem late yesterday.
At first, I thought it was firecrackers. And right after that, my husband went outside, and he comes running back in. They're shooting out there.
A recently discharged airman had come back with an assault rifle, killing four people and wounding 21 others before base police shot and killed him.
They yelled that someone was shooting a gun, called the cops, and we all ran to the back of the clinic, and we tried to find a door that would lock. And then everyone said to jump out the window, so we went to a window and opened it, and we had all these pregnant women there trying to figure out how they were going to get out a window.
This is Jeff Ray. Investigators are still trying to piece together precisely what happened during the shooting rampage here at Fairchild. But Spokane County Undersheriff John Goldman says it appears the gunman, 20-year-old Dean Melberg of Lansing, Michigan, was angry about being kicked out of the Air Force just last month because he was found to be psychologically unfit for duty.
One of the first persons who was shot was the psychologist who had recommended his discharge. After he'd shot and either killed or critically wounded people upon entering, he went through the annex building firing randomly.
Goldman says Melberg also fired on people in the hospital's parking lot. He is said to have chased one man around a car before shooting him. Goldman says a military police officer shot and killed Melberg just as he was firing on a woman. Jeff Ray for CBS News at Fairchild Air Force Base.
Los Angeles police today continue their hunt for the murder weapon in the O.J. Simpson case, searching in both L.A. and Chicago. As David Dow reports, the long legal and PR battles have begun.
Like so many other cases, the fate of O.J. Simpson may be decided in a battle of experts.
The first line of defense in this case seems to me that of the forensic specialists whom the defense has retained for the purpose of precisely poking holes in the medical examiner's case.
The forensics experts law professor Robert Pugsley speaks of have begun poring over the evidence gathered by investigators and the coroner, trying to see whether it undermines O.J. Simpson's not guilty plea. If indeed the evidence ties him to the murder scene, defense attorneys will look for options. Is there, for instance, a case for involuntary manslaughter, a simple crime of passion? Simpson, meanwhile, enjoys another asset as his lawyers prepare his case. He is a popular public figure supported by other popular celebrities, such as basketball's Magic Johnson.
I'm praying for him because I hope that he didn't commit murder. But if he has, he has to be a man about it.
Meanwhile, a grand jury reportedly will resume a secret hearing today that could lead to an indictment, which would lead to a trial without the need of a June 30th preliminary hearing. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A much younger athlete's been charged with woman abuse. Former University of California basketball star Jason Kidd is accused of beating an 18-year-old student during a party in March. After leaving 83 days of his life and part of his backside in a Singapore prison, American teenager Michael Fay is now free. He says he confessed to vandalism only after being beaten.
I was smacked in the face. My hair was pulled. I was actually pulled out of my chair by the hair. I was hit on the head with one of the officer's knuckles.
Tomorrow, Fay travels back to Kettering, Ohio. The Vatican said today governments should impose strict controls on handguns and other small arms. It called for an international agreement to regulate the trade in conventional weapons. It's 4 minutes past. The U.S. trade deficit, widened sharply in April thanks to weak exports. It grew by 22% to $8.4 billion. Donald Strassheim, chief economist at Merrill Lynch, says it's bad, but not that bad.
The Federal Reserve will be partially guided by the trade situation and the dollar, but more important, will be guided by domestic economic concerns. I think there is going to be further Federal Reserve tightening, but not immediately.
The wider trade gap is expected to put even more pressure on the already shaky U.S. dollar. After the first talks in over 2 years, the United Auto Workers has called a nationwide strike against Caterpillar. Workers have already set up picket lines at plants in Peoria, Illinois, and 14,000 others will follow. UAW official Bill Castevin says the company did not show good faith in the meeting.
They did not come here to try to reach a resolution to the issues that are before us. They came here to see what kind of a public relations spin they can put on it.
The union has claimed workers hired to replace members taking part in wildcat strikes are permanent employees. Caterpillar's top negotiator, Jerry Brust, claimed the UAW was intractable.
Those people don't deserve to be back at Caterpillar. We've offered to go through any process that would review those cases on the basis of their merits, and the union doesn't want to do that.
No new talks are scheduled. Another blow to California's defense industry, the Wall Street Journal reporting Hughes Aircraft will cut 10% of its workforce. On the health care front, it seems Bill and Hillary are losing out to Harry and Louise, with the fired-up First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton reportedly saying health care reform is at risk. As Mark Noller reports, the Clinton White House is now grasping for a miracle cure.
In spite of a growing chorus on Capitol Hill warning the president that it looks less and less likely he'll get the health care bill he wants, the White House is undeterred. Some would say it's in denial. Despite what the White House is hearing, Press Secretary Dee Dee Myers says Mr. Clinton refuses to accept anything less than universal coverage.
He put forward a very complicated, very specific health care plan. He said he's already made some changes in that. He's willing to make more changes. But the one thing he's not willing to do is give up on guaranteed private insurance for every American.
It's expected Mr. Clinton will take his hard line to the nation's top corporate executives today when he addresses the business roundtable. It's the same group that handed the president a big setback earlier this year when it said it preferred a more modest alternative to his health care plan. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Facing lawyers' bills of $2 million or more to defend himself in the Whitewater and Paula Jones cases, President Clinton is reported set to ask supporters to chip in. Published reports say a pending White House plan awaiting presidential approval would solicit contributions of $500 or more from thousands of Americans whose names would be made public. It's 7 past the hour. Israel today shelled the southern Lebanon town of Nabatea, wounding a teenage girl. This after an Israeli soldier died yesterday in an ambush. In a new sign of cooperation with the West, North Korea today extended the visas of two United Nations nuclear inspectors. Italy today became the only one of France's European allies to agree to contribute troops to a proposed French-led intervention force in Rwanda, where genocide continues. Pop star George Michael is not free to break out of his 15-year contract with Sony Records, which he declared was artistically stifling. So ruled a London judge in a case Michael says is not over.
We have very strong grounds for appeal, and we hope to have the appeal heard as quickly as possible.
Already, he spent close to $5 million in legal fees. A federal judge in Buffalo has approved a settlement in which Occidental Chemical Company pays about 14 cents on the dollar of the $700 million originally sought by New York State for the toxic nightmare of Love Canal. Ryan Meyer of affiliate WBEN reports.
Attorneys call it the largest settlement of an environmental case in state history. Occidental Chemical has agreed to pay $98 million in cash and to relieve the state of $22 million in future costs at Love Canal. The settlement was unveiled today before a federal judge in Buffalo. State Attorney General G. Oliver Coppell said Love Canal is a national symbol of careless disposal practices by industry. While the settlement closes one major chapter in this landmark case, Occidental's countersuit against the federal government remains in the courts. Brian Meyer for CBS News, Buffalo.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down over 11 points. It's 10 past.